What's up? What's up? Excited. Look at this. We got a lot of people coming on. Appreciate it. Appreciate the love. I'm excited about being able to do this. Again, this is still raw, kind of not produced, just something I thought we could do to kind of keep us connected. Whether you're a Turk fan, a DMV person, somebody from around the way, or an old friend or old player of mine, a way to get our minds off of this coronavirus and reconnect. Really excited about the show today. Again, I can't thank enough for having EJ Henderson and Mojo Rawley come on for the first ever Late Night with Locks last Friday. It was a great show. Appreciate those two guys for giving us all their time, all their energy, all their effort. Mojo, again, congrats to him. He won his seventh straight 24/7 championship with the WWE. I know he got robbed at the end on Sunday with his boy Grump, but as you guys know in the WWE, you never know what's going to happen. So really excited about tonight's show. Looking forward to having everybody, the guests for tonight come on. Excited to make sure that, again, we just connected, man. This was something that I thought about as a staff. We thought would be a great idea to just connect all of our fans, give us something to do for about 30 minutes, 20 minutes, however long it takes. But super excited about this platform. If you missed last time, and even this show, you know, feel free to go on to the NBC Sports Washington website. They really partnered with us, and they replayed the show and had highlights of the show from last Friday. But really excited to get started. Again, I want to thank Abir Chaudhry, my assistant. She's helped quite a bit, you know, to get the show off and has done a great job with it. So again, thanks for Abir. But look, I'm ready to get the show going. Again, thank you guys for showing love to our guests. We've got two really good guests coming on, two people I'm excited to talk to and spend time with. I love how we're connecting and talking. And all we can say is, Under Armour says, the only way is through. And we're going to work through the pandemic together as a family and excited. We're going to keep you all entertained while you're safely at home. The first guest I want to bring on is a person that I have the utmost respect for in this business. Again, she's a rock star in her profession. I mean, 2002 AP Coach of the Year. She's taken three teams to the Final Four, won a national championship in 2006 for our Terps, has won five Big Ten titles in 6 years of us being in the Big Ten. And when I talk about a recruiting rock star, I'm talking nobody other than Brenda Freeze, the head coach of our women's basketball program. On board. I'm excited about being able to pick her brain, talk to her quite a bit about some of the things that she's done and how she's able to do it. What's going on, Coach?
How we doing? How we doing? I got two of your biggest fans that wanted to join us tonight.
Well, you know what? You got help in the house. You got a lot of help in there. You got the twins. Now, they just had a birthday a little while ago, or what?
Yeah.
When was your birthday?
February 17th.
All right. So, again, man, we got Coach Freeze. We got the twins. Now, you guys are becoming super famous. I got to tell you, I'm going to start off by saying this. I'm afraid of TikTok. I'm a TikTok stalker. And I've had an opportunity to watch you, the boys, the family put on some great TikToks. Who's doing all the choreography with the TikToks, Coach?
Ben. That's the star right there. Marcus is the star.
Marcus, huh?
You guys
got anything new coming out or what?
We got a little special something coming up in the next day or two.
Okay, I'm looking forward to that. I'm trying to get my screen up here, see if I can move this thing up. So, Coach, a little bit now, right from the start, how has your day been? I know how mine has been with this pandemic, and it's a lot of phone calls, a lot of recruiting. Take us through what a day is like for you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I kind of, you know, laugh in the fact that I always ask my husband, Mark, you know, I wondered what it would be like to be a stay-at-home mom. And I liken it the fact that now I have two jobs, right? So when you talk about, you know, getting up in the morning and kind of navigating the boys' day with their homework, and they're doing Zoom calls now with you know, meetings within their school. And then you're navigating, you know, obviously your job here at Maryland, which I know for both of us is now our new reality is through FaceTime, through Zoom, a lot of Zoom presentations right now with recruiting since we've been shut down with the dead period. So, you know, honestly, I've been just as busy, if not more, just because I'm trying to juggle it all now from home.
Man, I tell everybody, it seems like it's a lot harder working from home, doing a lot of these head coaching duties than it is when you're in the office where you can actually hide and try to sneak off to get a little minute to yourself. But it's nonstop from the time you get up to the time we go to bed with meetings, phone calls, academics. I mean, it doesn't end, right?
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, I think, you know, I mean, as many, you know, head coaches meetings we've had, which are for the updates, we've had the all staff meetings, then your Zoom calls with your own team, you know, your staff, support staff. So, you know, just now don't have all the travel time that you normally have, you know, going back and forth.
Right. Well, I can tell you this, one of the first things I wanted to talk about, you know, I sit back and I just marvel at the job that you've done. And your staff, got to give your staff credit for one, the success you've had on the court, but also just what a bang up job you guys are doing in recruiting. And so I need a few tips. I need you to give me Brenda Freeze, recruiting 101. How do you land the number two player in the country? Like what do you have to do? Tell me, because we've got a lot of great players that we're on. And I just want to know from you, get some tips from one of the best. What do I need to do differently? How do you land the number two player?
You know, I don't think you need to do anything differently because you get relationships. I think that's the forefront, you know, with recruiting with people. I mean, for us, Angel Reese is the number two player in our backyard. I mean, that's someone, quite honestly, I've had the gift of time. When you talk about 18 years here at Maryland, I think we started recruiting her in about sixth or seventh grade. So, you know, for us, it's just having that gift of time. And I think that's been, really, really important, but obviously, you know, we have so much to sell here at Maryland, so many great things. I mean, why wouldn't you want to come, and be a part of something special and what you're doing, here? We're extremely excited about, with the football program and, you know, the DMV, there's not a better place to come play at Maryland.
No doubt, no doubt. And what a great job you and your staff did securing Angel Reese, a player that I've had a chance to kind of watch. We recruit that school, and so I've had a chance to see her play. And, man, you guys got a great one coming to right along with some of the great players you already have. Now, I'm gonna go on a little serious note, because this is something that, you know, being on the opposite end of the spectrum, you know, you come off the conference championship, and then you win the tournament championship, and then you find out you guys won't play another game. Like, how does that take place, and what things did you guys have to do as a staff to just kind of get through the idea of not playing in an NCAA tournament?
Yeah, you know, I mean, obviously it was extremely hard. You know, when you talk about unfinished business, I thought we were playing some of our best basketball. We had won, you know, 17 straight games. We had put ourselves in position to be a number one seed, really help us in that bracket that was going to unfold. But my goodness, your heart goes out to, you know, your seniors, you know, more importantly, of that unfinished business. But, you know, I think the last, you know, I feel grateful for the fact that, you know, we were all together when we found out the news. So we were able to share that information and kind of have our final closure. With our team, a lot of coaches, their players, they had to text or call individually. So I think, you know, for me, being able to have the closure, able to give them the last image that we got to walk off the court as Big Ten champions in the tournament, to have confetti falling down on our face, just a, you know, an incredible season that we could walk away with, you know, hanging our heads proud.
Man, what an incredible season you guys had. And you know, to win the championship and then also the tournament championship. I mean, since we've been in the Big Ten, as I said earlier, I mean, what is it, five of the six since we've been in the league. And what a great job you and your staff, and kudos to your staff as well and all the success. So before I let you go, Coach, tell me what's on your Netflix. What are we watching on Netflix? I finally got through the Tiger King, and it took me about four or five tries to get through it. Every time I started watching it, I couldn't really dig it, but then it got really interesting. What's on you and Mark's Netflix watch list?
I'll tell you first, from Tyler's end, I mean, he's watched every episode of Unlocked. So he may be your biggest fan when you talk about, he knows, I'll tell him when it comes up and he already knows, he's already watched it. You know, he's creating highlight. He may be your biggest fan out there.
Well, that's awesome. Well, let make sure you know we're breaking it here. Tomorrow, we got another Unlocked showing up tomorrow. The documentary that we're doing, that our video staff done a great job. But what are you and Mark watching?
I don't think we like a lot of the same things. So, you know, we
separate TVs.
Small, you know, as a family, you know, we've been able to, you know, do a little, you know, the other night we were able to watch Glory Road together.
Okay.
So that was incredible. I wanted them to be able to see the history and, you know, played at Cold Field House.
No doubt.
So that was something pretty special to be able to show our boys.
Man, that's awesome. Well, Coach, I've had an opportunity to get to see you when you came in. Now, for some reason, I have to keep going away and coming back. But it's just amazing to see what you've done with the program. And you took over for a legend. And all you've done is build on that legend and has taken it where this program hasn't gone. And again, I really admire your program. I admire what you guys do. I appreciate the Twins hanging in there with football. We're getting better. We're heading in the right direction. But I just wanted to, again, thank you for coming on. Late night with Locks at 7 o'clock. I love how it's a 7 o'clock, but it's late night. excited about it. Excited about what you guys are doing. Thanks so much for coming on. And I look forward to seeing you face-to-face again here soon.
Yeah, can't wait. And the feeling's mutual. You know how much we think the world of you and your family and your program. And great things are ahead for Maryland football.
The best is ahead. TBIA, appreciate you.
Have a great day.
Man, what a great opportunity to speak with one of the top coaches in all of women's basketball, Brenda Freeze. You know, I've gotten to know her over the years, her husband, Mark, who I've known Mark since he was running the high school sports report before there was all this internet stuff. And what a great family, have been great supporters of me, and excited to be able to have Coach Freeze join us. We're going to keep the show kind of going, but one of the things I want to talk to you guys about, first of all, don't forget to check out the Unlocked series. Mike Farrell, Haley, all of our people in our video department have done a big time job with that series and gives you a behind the scene look as to what goes on or what went on last season. We're excited about moving this program forward. We're going to keep moving forward and we're going to bring on somebody that, again, it's been a theme to have people on that have been really influential in my life. The next guy was a big-time recruit for us that came in out of Friendship Collegiate by way of Archbishop Carroll High School. I can't say enough about this kid because I have a great personal relationship with him from Bowie, Maryland.
What's up, Bowie?
Very rarely do you get an opportunity to talk to him on the phone. All you do is follow him on Instagram, Yannick Ngakoue 91.
Coach, what's up?
Yannick Ngakoue 91. Here's some of, I got to tell some of his stats because, again, what he did during his 3-year stay here at Maryland was remarkable. If you think about year one when he and I had some really tough conversations, didn't play as much as he expected and wanted to play, but still made a great career out of it his last 2 years. Here's what he did. He left here, posted 13.5 sacks in 2015, was ranked second in the NCAA, the most ever in a single season. In Maryland history, breaking Sean Merriman's record. He finished fourth in all-time sack list at Maryland, was a first-team All-Big Ten selection in 2015, was the third-round pick of the Jacksonville Jaguars, made a Pro Bowl in just 3 years. He has 37.5 career sacks, which ranks him second in franchise history. It's no other than my man, Yannick Ngakoue. What's going on, y'all?
What's up, Coach? How you feeling, man? Appreciate you having me.
Man, look at me. I'm trying to be multidimensional.
Yeah.
Over here in the house, I figured, I said, how do I get to connect during this social pandemic that we're having? What's a way to connect to our fans, our supporters, old friends, our DMV people that have always supported you and I? And we came up with this idea, and I appreciate you coming on so much. I know that right now, you guys, like us, things are shut down. but just kind of wanted to open it up with just finding out what have you been up to the last 2 to 3 weeks while this pandemic's been going on?
Well, I mean, well, these past couple of weeks, I've just been trying to keep in touch with my family. You know, it's real serious with the thing we're going through right now with this pandemic. But also, I've just been training, just building in my gym, in my house, trying to just stay afloat. Also, you know, I got a situation I'm currently going through right now. So that's pretty major right now. And, you know, I had a talk this morning live on ESPN, just, you know, stating a couple facts about that. So, you know, just trying to handle those things and be the best player I can be.
Well, speaking of that, how is mom doing? She's up here, obviously. And
yeah.
She's doing great. Have you guys been fortunate enough that it hasn't affected anyone in the family?
You guys, yeah, everybody's healthy. You know, mom's she's a pediatrician, so she's an essential worker right now. She's one of the main people going into Walter Reed and trying to help people out with that, with the virus going on. So she's good. Big brother's good. The little dog, Mercedes, everybody's straight, man.
We can't thank your mom enough for being on the front line of this thing as an essential worker, going in, taking care of all of our families and friends and putting themselves in harm's way. So make sure you tell mom, as I said, what's up.
I got you.
Excited for you.
Sure.
Now, here's one of the first things that jumped out when I saw you, when you came back to visit, when I first got the job. Now, you were a guy that played here at around 250, 26. What was the heaviest you were?
255.
And then when you came back and I saw you, I'm thinking, I said, man, what's going on? You look like you were in that 235, 240 range.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about what the thought process is behind that and how it's helped you in your game.
Well, you know, going back to when we were together back in at Maryland, you know, I would try to give you my all in the fourth quarter. And I just realized, you know, just from going back and just studying tape that I would burn out a little quicker in the fourth quarter. So just dropping like 10, 15 pounds, it kind of just changed the way that I played as far as all four quarters, just playing strong. It's not about your weight more so, it's about the technique. But if you stay in the gym and you stay strong and consistent in the weight room, it doesn't really matter if you can't get moved on the defensive line side of the ball. Look at John Randle. He was 265 at three technique back in the day when they ran the football.
Right.
And in order for him to even make the team, if y'all do y'all research on history, go to a football life, watch John Randle when he had to put like a Home Depot chain around his waist just to make weight and try out. So it's just things like that that you know to try to be great.
Well, it sounds to me, and I follow you on IG. It sounds to me, and I get a chance to see you always put up some of the old big time pass rushers, man. Talk to me about some of the pass rushers that you obviously follow and do your research on, but who are some of the top pass rushers that you kind of want to model your game after, or that you look up to as you came up through the ranks?
Well, I'll give you three. I'll give you an 80s player, a 90s player, and a player 90s kind of 2000. And so my 80s would be LT, just the way that he approached the game, his physicality, not just the pass rush, but how he played the run and how he would get in people's face. Number two would be Derek Thomas. Just a pure pass rusher. You didn't know what was coming, a speed, dip and rip, or a power move. And third, last but not least, Jason Taylor, because this guy would score on any given Sunday. It wasn't just about sacks with him. He would score.
There is no doubt. Three really athletic, talented guys.
Yep.
Just kind of mimic the game. Now, I noticed also on your IG, you've invited some of the DMV best, that when you make your way back up this way.
Absolutely, guys. Show love.
That you've opened it up to the DMV pass rushers, man. Tell me a little
not just the pass rushers. Lots O-line could come out too if they want to get some work too. You know, and they just it's a lineman thing. So you know, if feel free, any offensive lineman, if you want to come out when I get the day set out, you can come out, work some sets, and we can work some rushes.
Got it. Now here's something that I ask a lot of guys like you, and maybe this helps with some of our players are on here that follow this late night with Locks deal. What's been the biggest transition for you going from playing Division I football going and transitioning to the NFL? What do you think some of the things that are the toughest for you to transition? Obviously, and we'll get into this in a second, there's the business side of it.
But absolutely.
Talk about the other piece of what's the difference.
Yeah, I'll come back to the business side of it. So the first part, the most major transition for me, I would say, was film study. Back in college, it was required for us to have to be in the film room and things of that nature. It used to push for us to go above and beyond outside of the building and get on our iPad and try to watch tape. But it's like now that you're actually getting paid for this and this is your livelihood, like you have to really take true initiative to watch that tape, because if you don't know what's coming on Sunday, how are you going to make a play? How are you going to jump and make a play? This game is about what have you done for me lately? And if you're not bringing great results, then, you know, they're looking for the next guy each and every year. You know what I mean? So I feel like that's the most major key for me, was to just get down in the film room, not just in the building, but also at home.
Right.
I'm sorry, Lox. And going to the business aspect, too, I learned that, you know, we've been playing this game for a long time. You know, growing up in Southwest Washington, D.C., me, Maryland, you know, football is all we know. But it gets to a point where with business, it doesn't matter about how many plays you made and things of that nature. Sometimes it's about money. And sometimes money can affect your situation and you have to move on with your career. But at the end of the day, that's life. It's football. I'm not the first or last person to go through this.
Yeah, no doubt, man. And, you know, obviously, without getting into too many details of the controversy of it, you know, you were drafted by the Jaguars. Right now, you're contractually still under the Jaguars. But as you've stated, maybe time for you to look for a new landing spot. With that, how do you stay focused on the things you can control? Because it seems like maybe this is something that's not in your control. But how are you able to stay focused on just being the best version of yourself while you deal with the business side of it? Because it has to affect somehow how you approach it. But it seems to me like you're just right in step. Like this time last year, I see you doing the same things you did last year.
Yeah, absolutely, Lox. I think it goes back to, you know, those talks we had, you know, on the couch, you know, back when I was trying to feed my family sophomore year, trying to come out as a junior for college, and just having that trust in God, number one, having faith in him. If you have faith in him, you'll go all the way with it. And I know he's in full control of my situation. So that's basically what I rely on, my faith.
That's awesome to hear, man. I know you got a great network of supporters and people here. Yes, I know, sir. The Maryland supporters love you and love what you did for our program. It's exciting the success you've had at the next level. Now, before I let you go, you know, there's always this question. And tell me the proper way to pronounce your name. Is it Yannick or is it Yannick?
It's Yannick Ngakoue. Yannick Ngakoue.
Yannick Ngakoue.
Yes, sir.
That's great to hear, man. Another big-time former player we've had the opportunity to have here on Late Night with Lox. Another great show. You got some. You got a little insight in the business side of NFL and what's that all about. I can't thank you enough for coming on, Yon.
Anytime.
You've always been 100 with us, and I look forward to you coming back, spreading some of this knowledge on our current team. And
when
you get back to this area, you know you're always welcome. We got a open door policy that couch used to lay on.
Yeah. We gotta get a workout in too when I get back. We gotta get a workout in when I get back.
Oh man, I just started kind of, you know, 2 weeks ago, man. It's quarantine. They got me on a workout, man. I don't know if I'm ready to roll with you, even though I noticed you do a lot of band work and a lot of the heavy weight stuff. You just kind of speed, power type endurance type lifting.
Yeah, you like that. Yeah, we gonna get together for sure. I got you. I got you.
It, man. Again, yes, I want to thank Yannick Ngakoue for coming. Yannick Ngakoue for coming on Late Night with Lox. Another great show. I appreciate all of our fans, our supporters who've come on. And again, you guys follow him at Yannick Ngakoue 91. He's got great stuff on his Twitter and on his Instagram. You always see the hard work that he's putting in. It's not just on Sundays. It's what you do Monday through Saturday in the NFL. Been a great representative for us, and we're looking forward to following you next year, wherever it may be.
Wherever it may be, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I'll ask you. Yes, sir.
What another great, great show. Late Night with Lox here. Excited about it, man. Had a chance to talk to two of my favorite people, Brenda Freeze. We got to see the Twins, and again, having Yannick Ngakoue come on was awesome. I can't thank you guys enough for sticking by us. And we hope that you guys are safe. Hope that you're following and heeding the advice of the medical practitioners and all the medical people staying, you know, in the house, taking care of business. The Terps are working hard. We got another big show coming up Friday. Stay tuned to my Instagram. We'll be announcing it. You won't want to miss Friday's show. We got two really special guests. Not that today's guests weren't special, but Friday is a awesome show. 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Be here late night with Lox. Want to thank everybody for supporting us. Look forward to seeing you guys soon.